Welcome to Just One More Story, a weekly podcast featuring unique and interesting stories that are inspired by true and personal events. Some are thinking, why should I listen to this podcast? Well, to be perfectly honest, who better to tell a story than the person that wrote it? And in this case, that writer is me, your host, George Walters. With that, let's get started. Hi, folks. Thanks for joining me here today. This time around, I'm going to stay away from this virus thing that is making its way around the world. As well, simply put, we all know what we have to do or should be doing. Along with that, I found that sitting on a couch watching the news on television all day long definitely isn't a way to live a productive, healthy, happy life. So, what am I going to do to keep my mind on other things? Glad you asked. First off, I have been putting together these podcasts for you to listen to, along with going for a walk around my property, cleaning out my woodworking shop, getting things ready for summer, and it won't be long before my wife and I start doing our spring cleanups outside. It sure is in need of it, let me tell you. Once that is finished, I'm hoping it is warm enough so I can rototiller up my vegetable garden. If there's one thing I enjoy a lot, it's working in my gardens among the plants and soil. Just the smell of the fresh-turned soil makes me feel good. And besides all that, I kind of think fresh veggies will be something in high demand this year. I usually buy a few of my plants already started, but since we humans have to distance ourselves from each other, my lovely wife has started different seeds so that they will be ready to plant outside come May. Actually, it's not a big deal. You just need a few small pots or a container, pour in some potting soil, water down a bit, and plant the seeds around an inch deep, and then set it in a warm place with a bit of sunshine. We put ours in the back porch. They seem to like it. What can be simpler than that? Talking about how to grow your own plants reminds me that I have numerous stories that I've written regarding how to grow different vegetables. I also put out a gardening book a few years back called Join Me in the Garden, which is on Amazon for those that are interested. It's a great book, loaded with all kinds of things I have learned over the years. Anyways, enough of that, as I want to get into the story I've lined up for you today. I hope you enjoy Old Jesse's Mine. I bet throughout every young person's life, a story or two has been listen to about buried treasure. Speaking for myself, I have heard many throughout my day, but one stands out more than a lot of others. It is a true story about a friend of my grandfather's that took place years ago. It was told to me by my dad, which was told to him by his dad, at our cottage one sunny afternoon while relaxing on the front porch with a cool one. I will tell the story, though, as if it was being told by my grandfather, as after all, it was his story. The story starts off something like this. Jesse was a weathered-up old feller, as one could tell by just looking at his face. Nice man, though, and all the years I have known him, I never heard of him harming anyone, verbally or physically, unless they deserved it. Come to think of it, there were a few that got his dander up a bit. Anyways, his income wasn't like ours is right now, working on the farm, but similar in many ways. One would be he did a lot of digging. It wasn't about planting trees or vegetables, mind you, but digging for gold. Yep, he was what one might call in the early days a miner. It wasn't an easy way of life if we compare it with how we live today, but he enjoyed it and wouldn't have wanted to live any other way. It was way back up in the mountains that he dug himself out a hole in the side of a mountain, and every day he would head off with pick and shovel in hand to see what riches he could bring to light. Some said he was a bit touched in the head, but myself, I never thought that for one second, as I knew old Jesse was as smart as a whip, and if he did get to acting a bit senile from time to time, it was just that, acting. You see, Jesse was the type of feller that didn't want too many folks knowing his business. For that matter, he never told me too much neither, especially when it came to his gold digging. and I was considered one of his best friends, I think. He did say, though, that he would never put one speck of dust in any bank, as he didn't trust them as far as he could throw them. And being the age he was when I knew him, well, that wasn't very far. One day early in the spring, I decided on visiting him. On arrival, I saw him with his head down looking at a piece of paper. As I got closer, he quickly folded up the paper and put it in his pocket. "Got some news there, Jesse?" I asked. "You saw that, huh?" "Well, not that it's any of your business, but yeah, sort of. I guess my nephew that I have never seen is coming for a visit. He lives in the big city and, well, he said he would like to get to know me." "Well, that can't be all bad, can it?" I asked. "I don't know. This feller is pretty big in the mining business, and I'm kind of thinking he just wants to find out how much I'm pulling out of my mind. I might be wrong, but I have a gnawing feeling inside my stomach whenever I get to thinking about him. Well, Jesse, all that I can say is it can't do any harm in seeing him. At least that way you can learn his intentions firsthand." "I suppose you're right, but I'm thinking that I told you so will be on my mind the next time I see you." I spent a few days with Jesse, enjoying a drop or two of his homemade hooch while he extracted from my mind all the things that were going on in my life and others. That hooch he made sure had a way of bringing things out of a person, that's for sure. I kind of think that was his plan, as my old tin cup never seemed to get empty. I then left as well. Jesse just went back to work, leaving me there sitting by myself. That was his way. I can't rightly blame him, I suppose, as well. We talked everything out. Didn't have any more to say to each other, so heck, we might as well get on with our lives. And you could say I didn't want to overstay my welcome. Truth be told, if I stayed any longer, that hooch might have terminated me. It ended up, though, old Jesse was right in his reasoning, as his nephew did everything in his power to get him to sell the mining rights to his claim. Jesse, though, wasn't about to let him take what he had worked so hard for. His nephew stayed about a month trying to convince him to sell, along with trying to find out where Jesse was hiding his gold. You see, as I told you earlier, Jesse didn't believe in banks, so he decided in doing the next best thing. Whatever gold he did get after each day's digging, he would take it to a spot and rebury it again, so no one could find it. His nephew now, figuring this out, decided to be sneaky a bit and watched Jesse without his knowing, thinking he could find out where he was putting it. He knew he would have to be really careful, though, as old Jesse was a sly one, and whenever he wasn't in his mind, he had his trusty old rifle in his hand, and he sure didn't want any trouble with a gun. However, he did know the trail that Jesse took after he finished his day in the mine, and knowing that, he decided to hide behind some bushes till he passed. Then, staying far enough behind him so that he wouldn't be seen or heard, he figured he would follow him. It was a good plan, and he chuckled to himself for being so clever. The thing was, though, he took old Jesse for being dumb, and that was to be his biggest mistake. What happened was, old Jesse had him figured from the very start, and he had a plan of his own. He knew that if he scared him off, he would only keep on trying, and eventually he would find his treasure. So he came up with a plan of his own. First off, he figured he wouldn't just let him off with that easy. Now, Jesse knew this country like the back of his hand, so he decided to take him through the thickest part of the woods, which consisted of mostly briar bushes, thorns so long and sharp that if you didn't know where you were going, well, let's just say the outcome wasn't going to be nice. After traipsing in and out of the thickets for a half hour or so, glancing back from time to time, he could see his nephew's clothes were torn almost to shreds, and he was scratched from head to toe. Chuckling to himself, he finally arrived at his destination, which in reality was another old mine that had been played out many years before. Outside the mine's entrance, he looked back as if he was making sure no one was following him. In clear view, he then opened up a sack and pulled out handsful of what looked like to his nephew as pure gold. The nephew, now seeing this, could hardly contain himself and was all but jumping for joy, thinking that as soon as old Jesse left, he would be rich beyond his wildest dreams. So what do you think happened here, George? You figure old Jesse's fortunes were about to be taken from him? Well, I don't rightly figure that, but the story so far has me scratching my head. I would hope not. Well, you're part right. Here, I should say you're right in part, as old Jesse had this planned out. Anyways, his nephew watched as Jesse kept taking out handful after handful of what he figured was gold dust, pouring it into smaller sacks, which he then carried deep into the mine. Then, when all said and done, Jesse took a good look around as if he was making sure no one had seen him, and he left. As soon as Jesse was out of sight, his nephew was out from his hiding and into the mine. It took him the better part of an hour to find the hiding spot, and probably wouldn't have found it at all if Jesse didn't leave some clues as to where it was, to where its whereabouts was. See, like leaving a shovel leaning up against a rock with fresh dug dirt all around it. The nephew, now seeing the shovel and the fresh dug dirt, thought to himself, "How dumb can this old feller be?" and laughed out loud. He then took the shovel and started digging. He didn't have to dig very far, and there in front of him was around 20 large sacks or more. He opened them up, and there in front of his eyes, lo and behold, were hundreds of small sacks of gold. With that, he headed on back to Jesse's cabin, said his goodbyes, and took his horse and wagon and left. That was the last old Jesse ever seen or heard of him. Well, George, that's it. That's all there is to the story. Come on now, Dad. Tell me the ending. Something more had to happen. That can't be it. Well, there was a bit more. What old Jesse had done was that all the time that his nephew was visiting, he was digging up a different type of gold out of his mine. Fool's gold, George. Fool's gold. Fool's gold looks similar to gold, but it isn't, and it isn't worth a cent. What he did was, every day after work, he would take the fool's gold back to the hiding place and bury it. Old Jesse said that his nephew just loaded up the gold into his wagon and never even checked. He took every bag from the mine, not leaving them one. I sure would have loved to see his face when he got it all back to the big city. Anyways, a year later, the word was all over the country with folks saying that old Jesse was stockpiling all his gold, fool's gold. So you see, George, old Jesse wasn't as dumb as some would like you to believe, as he never had a problem after that day forward with folks trying to steal his gold. I should also mention here that Jesse's real gold went to the grave with him, as not one ounce of it was ever found. He used what he needed, helped others when he thought it was necessary, and hid the rest. You know, Dad, knowing all this kind of gets my mind to thinking of how much gold is out there waiting to be found. Kind of makes me wonder if I should be trying to find it. Yep, that's true. There is a lot of it out there that hasn't been found yet. But my way of looking at things is that I think I'd have a better chance of making money growing and digging potatoes. But the man has to do what he has to do, and hey, you never know, you might get lucky. That's it for today, folks. But before I go, I would like to mention that all my stories are also available in books. We have 7 books to choose from, and each book has over 50 short stories. The titles of the books are One More Story, Moments in Time, Paths We Choose, Time's Changin', Keep Turning Pages, Join Me in the Garden, and Nature's Gateway to Health. All of our books are available on Amazon.ca or Amazon.com in ebooks or paperback. If you would like more information regarding my books or podcasts, you can email me at any time at stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll say that one more time, stories@keepingnotes.com. I'll get back to you. You can also listen to my podcasts on Google Play Music, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, The Walters Post, and Google Home. Just say, "Hey Google, play Just One More Story by George Walters. And if you enjoy my podcasts, share them with others or tell a friend. In doing so, it will help me make more podcasts for all to enjoy. And finally, I would like to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for a new episode of Just One More Story by George Walters.